Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to be with you, especially when I get to go out into the heartland of America like Houston, Texas, which is where I am right now, and I get a chance to help people like Administaff celebrate big days in their life. 20th anniversary Administaff. They've invited me to come down and spend some time with them this week, and I'm already having a great time, and it's just so exciting to see a company that's come from, you know, two people starting a company 20 years ago to being a New York Stock Exchange company, $1 billion in sales, and I don't know, a couple thousand, 5,000, I've forgotten how many employees. Steve Arizpe is going to tell us about that in just a minute. It's very exciting to do that and to be able to be asked to be part of that. I feel very fortunate. Steve Arizpe, who is Executive Vice President of Client Services and Chief Operating Officer at Administaff, is sitting in front of me, and we're going to talk about some of this. Steve, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. Glad to be here today.
It's good to have you back on the show. You've been on the show before, and thanks for having me down to help you guys celebrate this great time.
It's great to see you, but it's greater to see your wife. let's just be honest about
Well, I'm the reason we get invited places.
She's
the reason we get invited back. Steve, now you've been with the company 17 years.
Yes.
17 of the 20 years.
That's right.
You've seen a lot of stuff. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Talk to us about some of all of those.
Well, I got to tell you, it definitely is transformational. I mean, when I started with the company,
was your first job?
My first job, I was actually the first sales manager that the company had, aside from Paul Sarvadi, who's our chairman and CEO, who was also
Does Jay admit that?
Jay, I hired Jay. So Jay and I have a little story about how we've achieved our success, and he has a little different perspective than I do, but we'll talk about that later. But I did start as our first sales manager. Paul Sarvadi is the founder, one of the co-founders. He was really not only establishing a company, but was having to really birth an industry.
Mm-hmm.
This was a new way of doing business in
co-employment
relationship.
Basically.
So we really had to set up a legal construct mm-hmm. that was identifiable and recognized by the regulatory environment. So there were plenty of challenges. I would liken this to Federal Express having to battle the U.S. Postal
right.
Code just to fight for their existence.
And not only that competitor, but the culture of doing what they did, right?
Right.
I mean, getting the customers to even understand
to think
what
in
you're
a new way.
Yeah.
To think
mm-hmm.
in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still our challenge today. The communication of what we do and how we help small businesses is what we continually work on to
20 years later.
20 years later, we are not there yet. We certainly have a pattern of success. There's no arguing about that.
See, I'm glad to hear you say that. And that's such an – ladies and gentlemen, those of you who haven't been in business 20 years, you know, you've been in business 5 years, 8 years, and you're saying, you know, when am I going to be – when can I just sort of take a deep breath and relax a little bit? That's not how it works in the marketplace, is it?
You know, it's one of the things that I've always said about our company is, you know, we really don't take the time to stop and celebrate. Because
mm-hmm.
if you look back over this 20-year history, the things that have been accomplished, we really should have just stopped and celebrated it. So
mm-hmm.
we're kind of making up for that. You know, we are today celebrating our 20-year anniversary. We are flying in every employee across the country. We have 1,500 corporate staff. And obviously, not all of them can make it.
Right.
Their life gets in the way.
If they want to come,
they are invited.
And spouses.
Along with their spouse.
Yeah.
So we're converging on Space Center Houston tonight to really just make a statement and congratulate folks on what's happened for the last 20.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly than that is make a statement on what the anticipation and the vision is for the next 20.
Do you recommend that for small companies?
Oh, no question.
Three-year-old company, five-year-old company.
Yeah, one of my favorite books, there's a few words in there. It says, where there is no vision, people perish. And you have to have vision, and that's the responsibility of these entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
These business owners to get away from the business, get out of the day-to-day, and say, where do I want to be? What do I want people to say about my company in the next 3 years? When my company name is mentioned, what's the first thing that's conjured up in people's minds?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how this company started. It wasn't with the pro forma.
Right.
You know, and that's obviously part of establishing a new company. And the business owners that are listening today, they've done that. They've put together a business model. But it's this culture and what do I want my people, how do I want my people to feel, and how am I going to
values.
Values.
Values and vision and the community, the people, and all that. That's so well said, Steve. I'm so glad to hear you say that. Folks, you know, what he's saying is, yeah, your products are important. Yeah, your pricing's important. Yeah, your new strategy, you're so excited, is important. But you got to start with the values. You got to start with the people. And you got to have the vision. That means you got to get out of the trenches and look at your business from 30,000 feet sometimes.
Exactly right.
Stand by. Steve Arizpe is our good friend and our guest. He and I will be right back after these messages. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas at the Hyatt Regency, helping Administaff celebrate their 20-year anniversary. And, you know, Steve, by the way, folks, Steve Arizpe is our guest, and he's Executive Vice President of Client Services and Chief Operating Officer and 17-year veteran of the 20 years of Administaff. And he's sitting in front of me. We're talking about what it's taken them to make this company what it is and the lessons that they learned that they can share with you and help you learn some of these things. And, you know, Steve, as I mentioned when Jay Meeks was on the air in the previous half hour, what's been fun for me as I do what I do is to identify the things that big businesses can teach small businesses. There, you know, when big businesses, when small businesses look at big businesses, we look at them as customers. We look at them as competitors. Maybe we think of them as a bully. We think of them, you know, as something unattainable, some odd animal. We don't know. We can't imagine being that, or maybe that's what we want to be. But I wonder if small businesses ever think, you know what? They're not like me in a lot of ways, but they know stuff that I could learn from them. And I wish small businesses would think more about that.
Right. You know, I think the first important thing to note is every big business was a small
Everyone.
Business.
Everyone.
They started as a small business.
Ford Motor Company was home-based.
They didn't start out as a mega company.
His first automobile, 1897, was built in his garage.
There you go. And, you know, one of the things that we continually go back to is, you know, think about the market that we serve. You know, 5,000 of the best small businesses in America.
Mm-hmm.
The average size client we have is 17 employees. These are small businesses.
Yeah.
And they are facing the challenges that we are all too familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
We faced those very same challenges, whether it was cash flow, where it was survival in a regulatory environment. How are we going to get the best talent?
And being competitive with
competing against
talent.
The big companies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the solutions that we
that's
bring,
right.
obviously, with these big company benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, employees have the best of both worlds. They have the opportunity to... You know, to get big company benefits, yet work in an environment of a small company.
Right.
It doesn't get any better.
That's
than
right.
That. So we've not forgotten where we've come from and always have the ability to kind of put ourselves in the shoes of those business owners and identify with them and really understand and sometimes be flexible and support them. You know, the whole service philosophy that's out there is how, and I would recommend this for the small business owners out there with your customers. How does the customer feel in that relationship? Do they feel appreciated? Do they feel encouraged? Do they feel supported? Do they feel like your services that you're bringing to your clients, you guys are on the same side
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a business relationship where there's a transactional
exchange?
So
you're saying don't think of the relationship with your customers about what you sell them and what they buy from you. Think about it from a standpoint of connecting with these people.
How do they feel?
How
do they feel in this? You know, when they leave that transaction or business event, whatever that is, whatever business they're in, how do they feel? When they walk away, do they feel I'd like to go have a beer with that guy.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
yeah, exactly. You know, Steve, when you and I were coming up as pups, people bought things. They might have had a half a dozen purchasing options out there. You know, there weren't that many people who sold that many things that you and I needed, whatever it might
right.
be. You know, when we were kids, our parents bought from, you know, just a few outlets. Now there are thousands, maybe millions, around because of the Internet, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And that creates more clutter. But don't you think that creates more opportunity for people who can do what you just said? Because with all of that opportunity, aren't people looking for comfort, looking for a place they can count on, a place they can trust?
Yeah, there are so many management books that have been written, category of one. You know, what is it that's going to differentiate my company?
Yeah.
And what we believe, what Administaff believes, is our people. I mean, and we hear that continually. So it's finding the right people in your company, delegating them, allowing them to make mistakes. You know, one of my philosophy is, listen, I want my folks making mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to be new ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want us to be making the same old ones over and over again, but make new mistakes. It's called learning.
So you guys practice the theory that I talk about on the show all the time. You practice the concept of when someone makes a mistake, instead of fussing at them, saying, what did we learn?
Yeah, what did we learn? And it's in a safe environment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not threatened as an employee. I'm afraid to say I screwed up,
right?
You know, because we are human. It's going
to
happen.
People have to feel like they have the authority, though, to take initiative in that environment, don't they?
There's a lot of freedom that we give to our folks, and I think that's what's made it different.
How do you give them that, though? How do you make sure that they have it? And, I mean, you can't just presume that they know, right? I think that happens sometimes. I think a lot of small business owners say, well, my people have the authority and the responsibility.
Right.
But maybe that hasn't been communicated the way they think it has. What do you think?
Well, I will tell you, I'll share a story with you. There was an individual that we hired that I actually hired as our regional sales manager in Dallas. And he had a past with several other companies. He joined Administaff, and, you know, we go through a new employee orientation, communicate our mission, mm-hmm. our values. This is how we like to operate. This is our philosophy. And, you know, he was kind of looking at that with, you know, some reservation.
Mm-hmm.
And about 8 months into the relationship, he came to me and he said, Steve, I guess it's true. And that's how we started the conversation.
Uh-huh.
I went, what does that mean? He said, I waited for 8 months for the other shoe to drop.
For the gotcha.
And it never came.
No
it
gotcha.
Must be real. And sometimes it just takes time.
Yeah.
You know, people have learned through their own experience.
Let me tell you something real quick that's an attaboy for you guys after 20 years. I was talking to one of your employees about 6 months ago, and she said, I dread Fridays.
Oh,
she says, because that means I can't go to work on Saturday. I've never heard a better compliment of any for any company.
That's good.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
20 till. I'm sorry. 10 till. I'm sorry. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Steve Arispe. Stay with us. Welcome back. A little bit of the Stones for you there. We're rocking and rolling in Houston, Texas with Administaff, visiting with my friend Steve Arispe, Executive Vice President, Client Services, and Chief Operating Officer here at Administaff, helping them celebrate 20 years in business. Again, Steve, congratulations and happy anniversary. Sorry.
Thank you so much.
Paul Sarvati, one of the founders, wasn't able to be with us today. He's got a lot going on. I think you guys got a board meeting today.
Board meeting, yep. It's a full day.
We'll get him on another day and congratulate him.
Right.
You said something a minute ago about co-employment. And also, I want you to focus on this thing, this advantage that we were talking about, small businesses learning from big businesses and being able to acquire some of the things that they have and that they've learned. This thing about having the kind of benefits that big companies have, you know, how is that possible for a small company to acquire?
You know, one of the key success factors really is how will a business owner overcome the challenges that are going to come their way. Some are internally driven, some are externally driven. I mean, you know, let's think about the companies that were in this past year.
Right.
I mean, that was
God bless them.
Yeah, you know, God bless them. I mean, you know, I can't even imagine having to deal with the scenario. There is no disaster recovery plan been put put in place.
Right.
So there are businesses that just literally were washed away.
And never will be back.
And never will return. So those are kind of in a different category. But the normal challenges that small business owners have is, how can I, again, differentiate myself? And it's through people. How am I going to get the best people? Well, in my mind earlier was big company benefits, yet we're having
the small company environment.
Small company environment. Mm-hmm. And, that is put kind of the playing field. It levels the playing field for these small business owners. And being able to offer this type of benefit to where I can compete with the Fortune 500 companies. Why is it that just the best employees have to go work for big companies? You know, you pay a competitive salary, you pay a competitive benefit plan, and you get folks and free them up to perform.
Because the candidates out there are taking a whole new look at small business now, aren't they?
No question about
it. When you and I were growing up, it was line up for the big business interviews.
I did that.
It's not like that now, is it?
Yeah, right out of college, I wanted to interview with the biggest companies. Because I knew there was a training and a development program that would, if my career wasn't going to continue with that big company, it was going to bring value to me, going to make me more marketable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what happens in this big company. You know, when we talk about big company benefits, I think a lot of folks immediately go to medical and retirement plans.
Right.
And while those are very important, what about training and development? What is the focus of a business owner?
That's one of the biggest things. Even that are who found a way to offer retirement and health care don't always do a good, in fact, many times don't do a good job in the training.
That's
one of the big differences between a big company and a little company.
You know, what I always say is you train people for the job of today, but you develop people for the job of tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And
say that again.
Train people for the job of today, develop them for the job of tomorrow.
Write that down, folks. That'll be on the test.
there's a test. Is it for me? So, there needs to be significant focus on that. And in Jay's interview earlier, we spoke of this 20-year vision. Mm-hmm. 20 years, the four top executives here will probably not be here.
Right.
I don't plan on being here in this same
role. You're going to be clipping your coupons before then, aren't you?
I'm going to be hopefully shooting my age on the that'll be 68 on the golf course, or getting closer to that anyway. And so it's developing these folks to kind of take the reins, and who can we trust mm-hmm. to take this and give an opportunity to take this and advance it.
And the only way to have those kinds of people that you can pass this on to is if you hire the good ones to start with.
Get the best ones.
You got to be able to attract those people.
Right.
And see, that's what I'm excited about for the 21st century for small business owners. We have more of an ability to do that this century than last century. And one of the reasons is because of the co-employment opportunities that are out there with a company like Administaff.
Right.
There's a whole industry of folks out there. Administaff, you guys are the leaders in that industry.
Right.
But there's that whole opportunity out there. Steve, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Folks, I have played golf with Steve Arizpe. I've seen his golf swing. And he has a name that I've given him. And it sort of ticks off some of the other executives. But to me, he's Silky Steve.
You're too kind.
Silky swing, folks. It's a great swing. Steve, congratulations again on 20 years. And thanks again for being here.
Thank you, Jim. Best of luck to you.
Okay, thanks. Steve Arizpe, ladies and gentlemen, with Administaff. I'm wrapping up today. Thank you very much for being part of our day. I'm broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. When you hear me next, I'll be back to regular. As you know, nothing normal about anything that we do around here. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.